Is this Hurricane Francis? As the southern and coastal Gulf states prepare for the coming of a new hurricane, a man on death row gave voice to his thoughts. This ain't Hurricane Rita, he said. This is Hurricane Francis Newton. His remark took me from pondering the wonders and awe of nature to the realm of American politics and the recent legalized lynching of Frances Elaine Newton, the first black woman judicially murdered since the U.S. Civil War. I looked at the man to see if he was joking. His eyes were serious and angry. His words made me think of many things. The death of Francis Newton, of course, but also of black spirituality, which has often expressed itself in appeals to the powers of nature to redress social injustice. Black nationalist, Jamaica-born leader Marcus Garvey, his massive movement crippled by betrayal and imprisonment, warned his enemies, "Look for me in the whirlwind and the storm." A cryptic promise of his movement's rebirth in years to come. During Hurricane Katrina, state and national leaders seemed to treat it almost matter-of-factly, ignoring the vast potential for mass destruction and social dislocation. As Hurricane Rita steers, she is treated with the respect that Katrina only received after its passing. Although the names of hurricanes are assigned by the National Weather Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, or NOAA, they have acquired personalities like living beings, and people think of them with emotions like anger and fear, usually reserved for people. In ancient days and ancient cultures, these natural forces would be given the names of gods. Imagine what thousands of people will think of the next time they hear the name Katrina. For some people, it'll pack the emotional freight of a war for the vast chasm of loss. We live in an elaborate bubble where electricity is no farther than one's wrist, and instant communications flood the senses. Foodstuffs are shipped great distances to feed a nation that rivals Rome or Babylon for obesity. Whole nations are organized to serve the licit and illicit tastes and whims of the empire. And yet, in one day, in the funnels of wind, in the whipping of water, this seeming security can be snatched away for tens and even hundreds of thousands of people. Nature, although seemingly silent in our usual electronic, computerized, data-filled day, enters our lives so as not to be ignored. And in a day, issues long seen as quietly settled, like global warming, like racial and social justice, like government power and responsibility, crowds our collective consciousness. We live in the illusion that we have conquered nature. We think that science has answered all questions, big and small, and the world is our oyster, until an hour's hurricane shows us how truly small we all are in the natural scheme of things. What will we learn when Hurricane Rita, or is it Hurricane Francis Newton, strikes the Southland with her wet fury? What will we see that is now hidden beneath the dark southern earth? I'm convinced we all still have much to learn. From Death Row, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal.
These commentaries are produced by Noel Hanrahan for Prison Radio.